It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, November 2nd, 2008.
Transmeters, we got a stinking transmeter. Watt socking blade modulated bolt anchors that glow in the dark.
Well, happy Halloween. I am Ragnar Danstjold, and this is the Pirates Week, a show about pirate radio and free media and more towards shortwave pirate radio. Hey, we got a good show for you. We got a great show for you this week. We got one pirate in the news story this week about KBFR and some news from the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a few off-air recordings for you and some closing thoughts from me, and I may be slapping something special just for you on the end of the show. So stay tuned. Gonna be a good show.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Hey, how's everybody doing this week? Hey, got a couple things I want to say here in the opening monologue, just kind of touch base on. First off, hey, happy Halloween. It's actually for Halloween, this shortwave pirate listening season. It hasn't been as active as in some years, but, you know, you get what you take and you take what you get. Hey, and another thing, this is, even though it's Halloween, I'm kind of going through the archives. I believe this is show 150, 150 Pirates Week. We started in February or March of 2005, so we've been at it for a couple years now. And like I said, started counting backwards, and it looks like this is show 150, a small anniversary, to say to speak. Hey, and another thing, just on a personal note, just want to throw it out there. Been doing a little shopping, and, you know, all you people that listen to this are probably kind of technically minded, and, hey, you're a resource I'm going to mine. Any of you play with the new netbooks that are out there? I've been kind of looking at them, and I'd like to get some personal feedback from somebody that may have used one, looking at the Asus E, and actually one or two of them that are interesting. And hey, if anybody has any personal experience with the netbooks out there, they're the cheap little $300, $350 notebooks. A lot of them run Linux, and that's the ones I'm looking at. I'd like to get some feedback on if you've been using them, and email me, piratesweek@gmail.com. Hey, and I do have another announcement. We have a new website, not the Pirates Week, but Area 51, and Pirates Week can be heard on WBCQ's 5110 transmitter, Area 51, and Cosmic Debris on Alan Wiener Worldwide Friday night, announcing the launch of the new website, or at least the blog, for Area 51 and all the updates and a lot of good stuff over there. Just started it a couple days ago. It's worldmicroscope.com. Let's let Cosmic Debris make the announcement, as heard on Alan Wiener's Worldwide Show, which Cos was hosting. Take a listen to this.
So if there's any other schedule things, another programming note, a kind of a peripheral programming note, is that the Area 51 broadcast that's on 5.110 megahertz, that's daily from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. And yes, we are simulcasting right now on 7415 and 5110. Yes, there's a brand new website where we're going to be sharing with you all kinds of interesting audio content and program schedules and stuff like that. Just point your web browser to worldmicroscope.com. That's worldmicroscope.com. Yes, dear friends.
And yeah, and that used to be the website that our good friend had produced.
Yeah, there. Worldmicroscope.com has an interesting history. It was a short-lived news talk radio show created by our dear friend Michael Ketcher in 2004. And we fired up the worldmicroscope.com web server just for that show. And then the show, unfortunately, pooted out. And for sentimental reasons, we've held on to that domain. And now it's getting a second life, if you will. So check it out, dear friends. There's lots of downloads up there. That's where you'll find the schedule for Area 51. You can contribute to us. Send us your MP3s, your wire recordings, your cassette tapes, your 78 RPMs. We'll play it all. Maybe we'll play it at half speed or 12 double speed, but we'll play it.
That's
yes,
right.
We will. Breaking the law.
Pirates in the news.
We do have a pirate in the news story for you this week. It's not your typical bust down in Florida, but an actual fluff piece, kind of a nice thing to see from the Daily Camera. That's Radio Free Boulder being once again plying the waters of northern Colorado. The Daily Camera goes on to say that Boulder Free Radio, an illicit low-power broadcast signal that has been on the air in spurts since 2001, is back in business on the internet and on 93.9 FM with obscure music, freewheeling monologues, and a new man at the helm, Arthur Dent. That's right from the book series, Arthur Dent. Hey, don't say anything bad about somebody taking their name from literature. Arthur Dent, he oversees about 10 volunteer DJs. The station has been back on the air, mostly on a sporadic basis, for about a month on 93.9 FM and streaming on the web with a link to its live audio stream from its MySpace page. That's myspace.com/Boulder Free Radio. It was last a Boulder presence back in January of 05 when agents from the FCC raided its mobile broadcast studios and shut it down. Arthur Dent said some fundamental things have changed since the operation was run by Monk, the man who started the pirate station 7 years ago with $5,000 worth of broadcast equipment. The station has multiple transmitters scattered throughout the county and that acts as backup in case one is stolen or confiscated or breaks down. There is no central studio, mobile or otherwise, to which the FCC agents can pay a visit since the DJs broadcast from their home over the internet and that links up to the transmitters. Instead of the absolute freedom exercised by the station DJs in the early years, when profanity was used liberally, he wanted to impart his on-air talent with the that they don't need to resort to bathroom humor and swearing to fully exercise their creative urges. Arthur Dent says, "What I want to do is give people an opportunity to have free speech, but not to approach it as some kind of angry reaction to censored radio." Links, of course, will be in the show notes to the news story on the Daily Camera, and that is a nice little fluff piece to Radio Free Boulder.
Boulder Free Radio.
And from the blogosphere, this is not exactly Pirate Radio, but the Pirates Week also keeps a close watch on community radio. So in that spirit, Free 103.9, a resource I have used for news gathering for this show and a leader in microbroadcasting and free radio arts, has been granted an FCC license for a 3,300-watt non-commercial FM radio station on 90.7 FM, serving the communities of Greene and Columbia County, kind of sandwiched in between New York City Media Market and the Capital District to the north. Free 103.9 is a nonprofit arts organization focused on establishing and cultivating the genre of transmission arts. Free 103.9 activities support and promote artists exploring many forms of radio art, including works about the idea of transmission or using the physical properties of the electromagnetic spectrum. Free 103.9 programs include public performances and exhibitions, and an online radio station, the Free 103.9 transmission artists, an artist residency program, grant opportunities, a distribution label, a sculpture garden, and an education initiative, including a study center and online archive. This FM station will be the first radio station in the U.S. to focus on radio art. Initial fundraising and planning for the station, which should be on the air in around 2010, will begin this winter. That's free103.9.org/community-radio. Free 103.9, like I said, a resource I have been using for the Pirates Week for some time. They have a lot of interesting news stories about micro radio, free radio, pirate radio, kind of a good resource. And congratulations to them for getting an actual FCC license, 3,300 watt FM station up there, sandwiched between New York City and the Capitol. Very cool.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the internet to some postings on pirate radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Space Biscuit asks, what software do you use for SSTV and what program do you use for recording? That's a slow scan TV. Lots of replies, and many people offered MMSTV for their slow scan TV decoding. And Lex also threw that he likes the Audio Grabber for recording. Hey, I'll also put my 2 cents in for the Total Recorder. It's not free, it's about 18 bucks, but definitely worth it, in my humble opinion. That's a Total Recorder. Hey, Jackhammer does a mea culpa of sorts for posting when he was on air in the logging section. It's always nice to see somebody know when they've done something a little bit wrong, but all's forgiven there, no big deal. Beans posted that Pat Murphy was briefly back in the hospital for emergency surgery stemming from last year's cancer scare. He's back home and recuperating, and thanks God for better living through chemicals. He also notes that you may want to go get a prostate check. That's our little PSA there for you. Over in the workshop forum, Cracker posts, he's looking for info pertaining to the construction of a helically wound antenna. Mr. Mike links to www.part15.us, which has a bunch of PDFs of an old AM antenna construction guide and a half-wave helical wound vertical. Pigmeat says they're more trouble than they're worth, but if you're gonna use one, be sure to use 4 counterposes and lay them out any way you can, as long as they don't touch each other. And you'll need to use some sort of capacitance hat on top of the thing at the end of the coil. A lot of hams go with the 6 to 12 inch pie plates. He used an old coat hanger horizontally at the top for his capacitance hat. You'll still want to use a tuner to tweak the thing, but they can act like a Tesla coil with even moderate of power applied to them. That's not a good thing. 50 ohms is what it says in the books, but you'll usually come closer to 30 or 35 ohms with them. If you can build a decent ground plane, you should be set with that helically wound vertical. Pigmeat says the main problem with them is the ground system. Over in Grapevine LPFM, Dogma 142 bumps an old topic to re-ask if anybody found an article about hooking up an external antenna to the Sea Crane FT-007. Pigmeat says that the Hobby Broadcasting magazine had a hack for adding an external antenna to the 07 a few years back, but we're still looking for an old PDF or something of that article. Well, at this point, we typically go to the Free Radio Weekly to see who's been on air this last week, but haven't got my copy yet, so we're going to go to the Free Radio Network. Stations being heard this last week include Northwoods Radio, Radio Free Speech, Spider Radio, WNKR, or at least a relay of them, KIPM, WAHR, that's Automated Halloween Radio, Happy Halloween, Old Vampire Radio, Wolverine Radio, Radio Free Speech, WBNY, Radio Jamba International, K-Mud, Outhouse Radio, Dead Cat Radio, MAC, Undercover Radio, Weather Radio, Radio Marabu, KUSA, WFUQ, Ann Hoffer, Toyna Bee Radio, and Dead Cat Radio. Did I already say Dead Cat? I think I did. But a lot of activity, at least some activity this last, really picked up in the last couple days, but those are the stations being heard on the shortwave pirate bands.
You are listening to Pirates Week Podcast with Ragnar Dennisjold, Monkey Boy. I'm Commander Bunny, and you will listen, and you will check your tire pressure. Do it now, Monkey Boy. Do it now.
Well, with that, it's time now. Hey, and remember to vote on November 4th, this Tuesday, for Commander Bunny. With that, we typically now go into our off-air recordings. And, hey, this week I just want to make a reminder of sorts on the off-air recordings and how we handle things here at the Pirates Week. We promote free radio, and as such, we do not censor here, on at least on the off-air recordings. And I just let the stations play as they have been recording. But I do want to mention, or I do want to warn on the some of the language that may be coming up. And as such, we do have an F-bomb coming up, not in the first off-air recording, but a little bit farther down the queue. And I will mention when we do have some language that some of the stations that do replay the Pirates Week may be need to be warned of, and they can bleep it out if they wish, but I will not. I'll just let it fly as the free radio stations want to. So let's get into the off-air recording. First up, Sea Lord caught WNKR, or at least a relay of WNKR, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 25th of October, around 2230, SIO 322. Dave Martin behind the mic. Sea Lord said it was a decent signal through the noise into Florida with some fading. This is a, well, probably a relay of North Kent Radio, WNKR.
Well, I just found last week I was
back down in the western North Central area.
I was drinking with a few of the guys from the station, the Robin Hood and Little John pub. And basically, they just quite enjoyed the evening.
What I remember it.
And just, from what I remember, they quite enjoyed the evening. So,
thanks to everyone that turned up that, on that Saturday night.
That's, made quite a good eventful evening, a memorable occasion.
I think certainly everyone that turned up would have enjoyed it all, so there you go.
Right, so on with the next bit of music, and we'll have Pat Stevens and Matthew and Son.
And once again, that was Sea Lord down in Florida with that recording with his Tentec RX340. This next one was also recorded by Sea Lord. A lot of listeners caught it, though. It was Radio Jamba International's Halloween show on 6955 Upper Sideband, the 31st of October, around 2330 or so. This recording, like I said, is from Sea Lord in Florida. He reported a fair signal into Florida with some fading. The signal improved overall with throughout the broadcast. This recording does have the F-bomb in it. It is fleeting, but it's there. This is Radio Jamba International.
Happy Halloween, ya you fucking slobs and crackers, and Radio Jamba International, and the Bowling League. She didn't say that. She said, I hope you're not transmitting, Cracker. And I said, no, I'm not transmitting. This is all done via telekinesis. Mind power.
I got the guy that too. You can just see the thing. No. We both come out, you wait, and you got it.
Aisha, Una, Sheila, Winfrey, X-ray,
and
Alpha, Una, and Sheila,
Winfrey,
X-ray.
Next up, Lex caught Dr. Benway with Undercover Radio November 1st around 0120, 0130 UTC, Halloween evening. Lots of local RFI noise, and Dr. Benway was talking live after the show. I'm going to let this run a little longer than normal. It runs about 4 minutes, but I'm just going to let the good doctor talk. This was as he was speaking after the broadcast. Some interesting things here. Always like to hear what Dr. Benway has to say. This is Undercover Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you're having a good Halloween. Hope you have a good Halloween weekend. Let me check in on MRN and check some of the email we've got. Thanks for checking in, Lex. I'm glad you're enjoying the stories. But we'll get some new stuff right soon. Thank you, radio. I'll see you. Smoking One. Bender. Mark S., all thanks for checking in on the FRN. Let's see, on Gmail we've got Ricky. Thanks for checking in on this evening. UndercoverRadio@gmail.com would be more appropriate. And we'd be happy to send you correspondence. Update-wise, yeah, I've been trying to work on some shows, but to be honest, I just haven't really come up with a whole lot of new material. It's not that I can't. I've just been a little bit lazy and busy. Things have been really chaotic the last year or two. So, you know, I do try to get out broadcasting when I get a chance, but as far as writing new material, it's been a little bit... I always work on new things, you know. I do always come out with a New Year's show. You know, I'm always traveling, as you know. I had the Big Sur adventure. That was a pretty good adventure. I really enjoyed that. I always have material to write about. It's just a matter of sitting down and doing it. And then maybe recording it. So, one of these days I'll get my act together and get some new shows together. Because I know there's a lot of listeners out there looking for it. At the same time, it looks like there's a lot of new listeners out there too, which is good. I can kind of play some of these older shows, and some people haven't heard them yet, and can kind of enjoy them. And pirates come and go. I guess I don't know if the poet still. I guess the poet said he was out of the picture. I've been so busy. I haven't been checking into the pirate scene, so I don't know if he got back on the air or not, but. Always wondered what happened to Desperado. Desperado, are you out there? Really curious, you know. You just completely dropped out of the scene completely. For no reason. So just curious if you're still around. Always enjoyed your Take It Easy radio. Good to see Bill of Rights back. Always been top-notch. Good quality shows. And that's about it. This is the Halloween broadcast of Undercover Radio, and I'm Dr. Fenway. As always, broadcasting from the middle of nowhere. Running about 1,000 watts. We got this baby overheating now, so yeah, we're running full power into our antenna. We got a really good location. We got we found an area that really just slams out a signal. Somehow it has a really good ground, so we're really happy with this location. Hopefully we'll be able to use it again sometime. With that, I'm out of here. If anybody wants to chat, I'm right here. Could start up a Schlabnet if there's enough people to get something going, or whatever. This is Dr. Benway, Undercover Radio. Have a good one.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I got a couple things for you in the other radio news segment. We mentioned last week that the FCC was granting a license for digital broadcasting in the 40-meter band just above the pirate band. The ARRL filed suit, and now the FCC capitulated. The 7-megahertz broadcast will not occur. This blurb from This Week in Amateur Radio.
The ARRL has won a request it filed with the FCC to keep digital shortwave broadcasting out of the 40-meter amateur band. The commission modified the license for WE2XRH, which it granted some time ago to Digital Aurora Radio Technologies for trial transmissions of digital radio Mondale in the far north of Alaska.
And we told you last week that DXing was Cumbre was going to endorse the Bunny Cracker ticket. This week we bring you the actual endorsement as heard on this week's DXing. With Cumbre. Take a listen to this.
Now this political announcement. I am pleased to announce that the staff of Pirating with Cumbre endorses the Commander Bunny Cracker presidential campaign ticket. After looking at all the candidates, we have decided that we will endorse Commander Bunny and Cracker for president and vice president this year. So, on this coming Tuesday, be sure to go to your polling places and write in Commander Bunny. The nation does indeed need a hair transplant. And until next week, this is Chris Lobdell wishing you happy Pirate DX, returning the microphone back to Marie Lamb.
And with only a couple days left before the election here in the United States, we're all waiting for the critical endorsement from Glenn Hauser. Who will he endorse, if he will, before the Tuesday election? And talking about Glenn, as he typically calls it, the week of confusion started here in the United States. November 1st, we have changed our clocks back 1 hour. Now out of sync with the rest of the world for the next week, so you're all officially confused. So in closing, we're going to wrap this puppy up. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned even without the Superman suit, Pat Murphy still may be indestructible. The Bunny Cracker ticket is still gaining momentum and is gathering endorsements. And what else we learned? We learned that I can throw a podcast together in about an hour and a half when I really, really need to. So, hey, as always, we're going to back on out of here. I'm going to thank you for listening, and I'm going to tag something really cool on the end of the podcast. Ulyss from Radio Intel sent this along, and it's a pretty cool, you know, I've heard just about every pirate song, and you know, from time to time we throw a little music here on the end of the podcast. Gonna do it again. Ulyss, like I said, from Radio Intel sent this along. I haven't heard this one, maybe you haven't. Take a listen, it's gonna be cool. Hey, as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow,
to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
Under the sun, under the sun, under the sun.